Okay, I'm going to say the dates of the day, even though I'll always be one day off, because at night it's the next day. So this is the Shmeitzer Shir of Wednesday, Chaf Aleph Shvat, even though technically right now it's Chaf Beis Shvat. But from now on I'm only going to say the day previous to when the Shir was given. He wants me to say the dates. It makes it easier for him to be Masada them. Shmeitzer Shir, we learned yesterday. He's not coming back anymore. He's like finished. His daughter got engaged. That's wonderful. That's wonderful news. Okay, so we're learning Shmeitzer Aleph Perek Aleph, and we discussed the Maritz Yesod. Marit said about Sofik Mamzer. Marit said that Sofik Mamzer's Mutter B'Torah's Vaday, and we spent much of yesterday explaining exactly the Nakuda of it being B'Torah's Vaday. The point is that it's not because of the Tzad Heter that you're relying on the Tzad Heter, or you're assuming the Tzad Heter, or you're ignoring the Tzad Isser, right? But Sofik Mamzer has its own din. Both Sadodim together say Mutter. Even the Tzad Isser says Mutter, because it's Sofik Mamzer has a din. Sofik Mamzer's Mutter. Let's continue on. The Shmeitzer had a kasha on the Marit. We rejected his kasha, and now we'll go weiter. Ufechidusha Pnei Yoshua Perikasora Yuchsin. He's still going back to the original kasha of the Prichadosh, which is, why do you need a pasuk for Sofik Mamzer Mutter if Sofik Derais was always Lakula? He rejects the Marit's answer, so now we have to look for a different answer. We saw in the Marit Grada that some Rishonim suggest that happens to be the source of the Rambam, Sofik Mamzer being Mutter, but the Marit rejects that Teretz for many reasons. So we're still looking for a teretz to the Rambam. We like the Maritz teretz. We didn't really understand the Shmeitzes. That was last night's year. We didn't really see the Shmeitzes pircha on him. It doesn't seem to be that schwer at all. So we'll go weiter. With the Chedusha Pnei Yeshua b'Perikas Ori Yuchsin, because of the Yashev, he's bothered by the question. He deals with the question, and he says the Chod because of Rachmona. Lahata Sofik Mamzer, Hainu Afilu Dehecho Deika Ruba Leisura. Ooh, this is already, now you're getting into Mechudishtika territory. There's a Rov Leissa. So normally you go bus a Rov. That's one of the ways the Torah teaches us to be Poshet Sveikus. You go bus a Rov. That's how you clarify Sveikus. One of the ways what do we do with Suffolk? We don't know. So Rove is a way of knowing. You don't really know, but the Torah says follow Rove. It's an oifen of dealing with Sveikus, we'll call it. Well, you could have, we really have to go into it a little. It's a very good question, because there's two types of Rove in Shas. There's one Rove called Ruba de Issa Kamon, and one Rove called Ruba de Lessa Kamon. Ruba de Issa Kamon is when you have a taruvos of meat, let's say 9 kosher, 1 treif, and 1 was porish. So you say, called the porish, may Ruba porish. You can assume it came from the rove. So here, the case, it would have to be a wild case, but your case would be that you have 10 people were born in a hospital, all the records are lost, you know that 9 are mamzerim and 1 is not, but you don't know who's who, so you're allowed to marry them, because even though there's a rove saying that it's mamzer, but this is Pnei Yeshua's teretz, is that something mamzer is mutter even b'mokum rove. Now there's another type of rove called Ruba de Lessa Kamon. Ruba de Lessa Kamon is sort of nature's rove. Most animals are not treifus. Most, even if a woman's mezaneh, but most bias that she had were with her husband.
statistics.
But not, well, you can call the other one statistics also.
Global statistics.
Global statistics. But what the Rishonim are Madgish, when they talk about Ruba the Lesser Kamon, is that Madgish is a Rov Beteva. It's the nature of the world. It's the way the world functions. The world is set up with certain rules, certain chemistry rules, certain physics rules, certain astronomy rules, gravity, velocity, whatever it's called, yeah. Set up with certain rules. One of the ways Hashem made the world is that it means that there's a reason for the rov. It's really, we're going into it much deeper than I'd like to at this point. It means that there's a reason for the rov. There's a law, like most animal. It's not, if there would be no reason for most animals to be not treifus, so then it wouldn't be a Ruben the Lesser come on. It would say, okay, I have a group of animals here. It just so happens that most are not treifus. One is, so that's Ruben the Issa come on. Ruben the Lesser come on means that there's a big flaw with an animal being a treifa. It means it has a huge wound. And most animals that are born without such injuries. Hashem made the world, and animals should be born without injuries. So it's statistics, it's Ruben the Lesser come on.
Is that word for, like, let's say, strawberries, the bug infested, like, that's, you say most
what?
Most strawberries are infested, or most...
That's not... It's a good question. Sometimes there's no easy answer. If, I would say, if there's a reason why they're infested, because they give off an aroma, and the bugs are attracted to it, so most strawberries are infested, that's Aruba the less come on. If there's no special reason for strawberries to be infested, but this year we found out that most of them got infested, and now they're sold in the stores, and you know that 10% didn't get infested, but 90% did, I would call that Aruba the Issa come on, even though it sounds very lesser come on. But again, I think this is like heavy, Rabbosai. This is like in Shmeitz and Gimel, the two types of rov. But I think that if it could be put simply, the Ruben the Lesser Kamon is governed by a law of nature. It's the way Teva Ha'olam, the Rishonim say. Right? Most people are not mamzerim. That's natural law. Most people in this room are not mamzerim. Might also be a Ruben the Issa Kamon, you know, because you're dealing with a set. Ruben the Issa Kamon deals with a set. In this, a set that you define, but it's a taruvos, and there's no special reason. That's why I'm more noted to call the Ruben the Issa come on statistics. It's statistically probable that you'll take from the rove, because 8 are like this and 2 are like that. So the statistics are that I'll pick from the rove. But Ruben the Lesser come on is not really statistics, it's more the laws of nature. Tell me that probably this is the way it is. Hey, maybe it's also statistics. Okay, let's move on. The Pnei Yeshua, and this is why I feel all of the Shmaitz's kashas on the Pnei Yeshua is not fair. The Pnei Yeshua is dealing with the Ruba de Issa Kamon. The Pnei Yeshua, excuse me, I'm doing this like I yell at my son in front of everybody. What am I doing at 8:25 for the last 6 years? Okay, bye-bye. He said it was a mistake. His phone was unlocked and the button got pressed by mistake. So the Pnei Yeshua happens to be talking about a Ruben the Issa come on. He's talking about a city where most are kosher, or maybe most on Mamzerim. It's not Nogay of the case, wild as it sounds, but you could have a case where it's Ruba, Rov is Mamzerim, and Rov Mamzerim, you had such cities. The Gemara and Yevamos, at the end of the first parak, talks about such cities where most people were Mamzerim. Let's say they didn't divorce their wives. A lot of divorces, and they didn't divorce their wives without a get. Remember that a Mamzer's child is a Mamzer. If a mamzer marries a Yisrael, the child's a mamzer. So, you know, by the third generation, there could be mostly mamzerim in a city if they don't give gittin. Okay? So the Bnei Yeshua happens to be talking about a Ruba de Issa Kamar. I hold there's a big difference, and the reason I'm speaking it out, when you learn the Shmaitzer, he doesn't make mention of what kind of Rove. So it's Rove. Okay, now, this is a very big Chiddush. It's a Chiddush for two reasons. Well, it's a Chiddush, the Etzem Din is a Chiddush, but I also hold it's a conceptual Chiddush. What am I talking about? It's a Chiddush that something Mamzes Mutter, even though there's a Rove saying it's Aser. It's a conceptual Chiddush that it's called a Sofek. In other words, the Torah gave you rules what to do b'mkoim Sofek. You could say that the rules clarify, or at least legally clarify, the reality. Good thing he's not here today. Legally clarifies the reality, and now you have no right to call it a Sofek anymore, which is the position that Shmaitzer will take. I just want you to hear the lumdus first. The Torah said, when you have a Sofek and you have a Rove, follow the Rove. Now, so that could be understood in two ways. It could be understood that the Torah is telling you a legal principle that the Rove clarifies the Sofek. Follow the Rove, meaning it's not a Sofek anymore, right? Or it could tell you the Sofek is still Sofek. If we had to put a label on it, it would still be labeled the Sofek, but you don't know what to do. It's like it's called Hanhoga in the Lashon of the Achronim. Follow the Rove. Close your eyes, make believe that's the reality, but follow the Rove. Follow the Rove, but it doesn't really, because, and now if you know statistics, you'll see, it's really not logical. I'm talking now what I hold in my opinion. It's not logical that the Torah said it clarifies the Metzius, because it doesn't really. It's just really a statistic, I think. You have Rove, let's say you have 9 pieces of meat, I'll cost you 1 straif. You don't know which is which. One was Porish. You say, call the Porish, Meruba Porish. You didn't clarify that this meat that you're about to eat is kosher. That sentence to me is not logical. You didn't clarify that it's kosher. You followed a certain rule to determine if you're allowed to eat it or not.
Clarify the likelihood that it's kosher.
I don't even know if you clarified. You didn't clarify there's a likelihood it's kosher. There happens to be a likelihood that it's kosher. That likelihood, I don't know if that's why it's mutter to eat. Because then you don't need the Torah telling me go basarov. You could walk over and you're a mathematician and you know statistics. So you say, oh, I have there 1 treif of piece of meat, 9 kosher. I wonder what I should do. Sofek deraisa l'chumra, sofek deraisa l'kula. Then you say, you know something? I don't care what the din is. Probably it's okay. I got a 90% chance that it's okay. That's not what the Torah is telling you. The Torah is telling you follow Rove. I'm not even sure if the Torah is talking about the statistical probability. The Torah could be saying follow the Rove. It's a rule, follow the Rove. Follow the leader, follow the majority. I don't know if the Torah is expressing the Metzius that there's a statistical probability.
It's telling you can follow the Rove.
I'm not even sure there's a statistical probability. If you pick up 1 piece of meat, I don't know, there's like if you flip a coin 50 times and it comes out 49 times on heads. So what's the chances it's going to come out heads the 50th time?
That's because there's only 2 choices.
So also 50-50.
There's 10 chances.
It's still 50-50.
Because there's only 2 choices the last
time. Right.
But here there's 10 choices the last time.
But here, no, you pick up a piece of meat from the 10. This one piece of meat only has 2 choices. I'm not sure that this piece of meat is affected. It's like the lottery question. Do you have more weight? Are you more likely to win a lottery if you buy 2 tickets than 1 ticket? There's only 1 ticket that's going to win. So the chances of your ticket being...
What if you buy almost all the tickets?
The chances of any ticket being picked, let's say, is 99-1.
Each ticket has the same amount.
Each ticket is, right.
But both together.
Right. So the tickets... It's still 99-1 against each ticket.
Against each ticket.
Right. Either ticket has more chances.
So you maybe, but the ticket, that's it. If we want to know if this piece of meat is kosher or a treif, I don't even know if statistics talk about the piece of meat. Statistics talk about maybe you.
No. If you pick up the second piece.
If you ate the first piece. What did you do?
Pick up the first piece and put it down. You now pick up the second piece.
Yeah.
Is that got a greater or lesser chance of being trained? It's got the same.
Right.
You cumulatively have now got double the chance of it, but these two pieces are trained. It's the same as the two tickets.
Right.
It's on the gavra.
Oh, so it's on the gavra. That's what I'm saying. So if the Torah is saying that use rove to determine what one piece of meat is, Torah's not telling you to take, take one piece of meat and you could eat it. Now that one piece of meat, I'm not sure, is statistically kosher, is it?
Yeah, sure.
It is?
Yeah, you have 10 pieces of meat in the box, you pick one out.
Is the piece of meat statistically more likely kosher than that?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay. Anyway, I'm not sure that the Torah is telling you to follow the statistical probability, even if it exists. It's
telling you it's mutter, right? It's mutter to follow.
Well, I don't know. The lashon of the Gemara is halacha charov.
Which means what?
It's not saying mutter or osur.
They're not telling you to do it as a command. It's not a tzivui.
It can go either way. Maybe the rov's telling you something's osur. Oh. The Torah's not talking mutter or osur. The Torah's telling you follow the majority. Uh-huh. Follow the rov. Akaponim, the Pnei Yeshua, is the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, is that it remains a suffix. That means he's learning. This is what the Shmaitz is going to take issue with. That means the Pnei Yeshua is learning that the Torah is not telling you to use rov to get rid of the suffix, to clarify the suffix, to be poshate the suffix, but it's using rov as a way of telling you what to do. But it's not telling you that you've successfully clarified what the piece of meat is. Because you see, it's a little suffix. So that means that in itself is a raya. I mean, according to this, certainly I think you would have to say that the Torah is not telling you to follow the statistics. If the Torah would be telling you to follow the statistic, then you could declare it vaday not chazer and eat it. If it's still suffix chazer b'metzius, its mahus has not changed, that means all the Torah is done is tell you, like, eat it or don't eat it. But you haven't affected that the thing's a suffix. But the Shmaitz is going to take issue with this point. Baby Raya, Mimashakazov HaPrichadosh, the Itzrich Lemishre Suffix Mamzer. See, the Prichadosh also gives a teretz. The Itzrich Lemishre Suffix Mamzer, Afilu Hechadika Chazoka. Kagom, the Suffix Gerishim. Dika cheskaseishes ish. That's the Prichadosh's answer. V'mkeinu adin dika hecha dika ruba. So boom, you have two terutzim, which are very, very similar. The Prichadosh himself and the Pnei Yeshua. That you have the normal problem-solving apparatus of Kol HaTorah Kuva, called chazoka or rov, but here you don't use it. Here it remains a heft of suffix. And therefore we say Safik Deraisa Lakula. Or Safik Mamza, Safik Deraisa Lakula. So that's his teretz, why need a special pasuk. In Kol HaTorah Kula, you would obviously follow the rove. Right? In Echanami, normally Safik Deraisa Lakula, but you would follow the rove or the chazaka. And the Pnei Yeshua and the Kri Chadosh are saying that by Safik Mamza, you don't follow the rove and you don't follow chazaka. Which is, what do you mean? What do you, who said? The kasha on the marid, I tell you, the kasha is not shver. The two psukim are two totally different dinim. The reason he asked it on the marid is because the Marit, when he gave a nafkamina in his lomdisha answer, he gave a nafkamina of a person married to both. So in the case of a person married to both, say, oh, I don't need two psukim. I have one pasuk's enough, because that represents already the case of both cases. But it's really, it's not shver, as I told you yesterday. Marit didn't say that this is the answer to the question, as if the Shmaitzer was treating it as if the Marit said, "You need the pasuk for such a story. You need the pasuk for such a story." Is that what the Maharit said? It's Bechlau not Tredesh Maitzis Kasha. The dinim are two totally different dinim. Of course you need two different psukim. One is Safek Mamza V'loi Vaday Mamza. One is Safek Kohol V'loi Vaday Kohol. Two different dinim. Why did he ask it on the Maharit? Because he understood the Maharit, apparently, as if the Maharit saying, you need the pasuk for this story, for such a story, which Maharit never said. Maharit said a lamdus shechilik, and then he said, if you want to, like, you don't like lamdus, so you say, what's the nafkamina? So I'll give you a nafkamina. I gave a different nafkamina last night. I said, if someone knows, it's a mechuyif to tell the guy. If it's only something deraisa l'kula, so if I know, I have to tell you. But if the din of Safek Deraisa is, but if the din of Safek Mamza is that it's mutter, so that's a certain reality, it has a certain din, I don't have to change your reality. I'm not mechuyif to tell you if I know. But the bottom, that answers your question. I went too much off on the tangent. The answer to your question is that there's no reason why you shouldn't need two psukim. They're two different dinim. One is Safek Kohol, is allowed to marry a Mamza. One of Safek Mamzer, Yisrael is allowed to marry. Two totally different dinim. The only reason the Shmaitzer asked it is because the Maharit's answer gave, it was like a cerebral answer. The Maharit says, so what's the nafkamina? I don't really need nafkamina. I would have told the Maharit, you're better off not saying anything. It's such an obvious lamdisha teretz that we don't need nafkaminas. It's a different world. He gave a nafkamina. Unfortunately, his nafkamina was a case which allows the Shmaitzer to ask, if that's why, if that's your answer, then you don't need two psukim, you only need one.
Why do you need a
pasuk for Sofik Mamza Mutta if Sofik derives
with why
do you need either of the two psukim? Either of the two. They deal with Safek Mamza because that's the most commonly known one. Why? But the truth is, why do you need either of the two? So the Pnei Yeshua answers, even if there's a chazaka mitigating Isser, and the Pri Chodesh answers, Rov, and the Pri Chodesh answers, even if there's chazaka. The Chiddush in their point is that it remains a Safek. The Lamdisha explanation of the point is that Rov and Chazaka are not poishet the Safek, they're the Torah telling you what to do, bimkoim Safek. But the Torah did not tell you that these are things that are poishet the Safek. Eidus is poishet the Safek. Guy comes in, Eidus, and tells you, so he's poishet the Safek. Rov and Chazaka are not poishet the Safek. Now, Shmaitzer takes issue exactly with this point. Wait, I just, you understand, if it's not poishet the Safek, so it's still Safek Mamzer, and Safek Mamzer is Mutter. I have a Chazaka saying it's Osur. We don't care, because Safek Mamzer is even against the Chazaka. V'lani is Daiti, Hecha Deika Ruba Vadei Azlina Basre, says the Shmaitzer. Of course we go Basaro, Vafilu the Safek Mamzer. The beperakama dechulin shom minalan daslinam basaruba asya mimaka ove veimo. How do you give a guy misa do malav of it? Maybe it's not his father. Arei dohadamachzigin and basaravua ena elam mishum roiva mishum chazaka v'neimet deruba v'chazaka loy mahani b'safik mamzer imkein loy meshkachas kol vaday. Everybody will be walking around being safik mamzerim. If the whole reason we assume somebody is not a mamza is because of Rov, because maybe you're the mamza, but you have Rov. So you see, Rov is Vadai, not Suffolk. Now, there's a very, very obvious chilik between this paragraph and the previous one. This paragraph is talking about a Ruba the Lesser come on. That most people are not mamzerim is not a rove of happenstance that we took a survey and we took a census and most people in the world happen not to be mamzerim. So that would be like a Ruben the Isser Kamon. That's not the way it is. It's a Ruben the Lesser Kamon. Most people are not Mamzerim. Most people live normal lives and they have wives and the wives don't fool around. So it's Beteva Ha'olam that most people are not going to be Mamzerim. So that's when we say it's a Vadai. I think it's very big chilek. That's Taka Vadai. Because that is saying what happened. It's addressing the reality. Also, feels a bit he missed this today. It's addressing the reality. It's saying most people are not Mamzerim. It's a reality. Ruben Disa Kamon is not a reality. As I said, it's not. You could now know that this piece of meat is kosher. No, you can't. The Torah is telling you, assume it's kosher, or make believe it's kosher, or be misnayeg as if it's kosher, or treat it as kosher, but it can't tell you that it's kosher. Or it doesn't. I think it's a big killer, because Ruben the Lesser Kamon addresses the issue. Ruben the Lesser Kamon addresses the issue. Like, what was this child born? What is he? So he says, most people are not Mamzerim. Most people are not Trefus, they're kosher.
It's still just a probability.
What?
It's still just a probability. It's still only a probability.
Right. It's not telling you that this child is now...
No. That's exactly the point of Ruben the Lesser Kamon. It's not a probability. It's telling you that probably the normal thing happened here. It's addressing the reality. Ruben the Isser Kamon is not addressing the reality. It's just addressing this taruvos, what to assume it came from. Called the parish, meruba parish. Okay, if you don't like what I'm saying, so then, okay, very good, let's go back to it. So you like the Ksoisis Kash on the Prechadosh and on the Pnei Yeshua. He's saying, it's a Ferish Gemara, that you cannot use Rov, that you do not use Rov to determine. If parenthood is only assumed because of Rov, that's what he sees in the Gemara Chulin. He sees in the Gemara Chulin that parenthood is only assumed because of Rov. So then...
Can the reality of Teva change for Ruben the Lesser Kamon? Let's say most people are not Rov and they get married and not divorced with gets and then they...
Rav Soloveitchik discusses that somewhere. Rav Yashaber Zatzal, he discusses that somewhere. He's talking about Chazaka, Cheskos Pesula. He's talking about that a woman, when she gets married, has a Cheskos Pesula. So he's talking about if that could change. But it's also, it's really a Rov, Ruben the Lesser Kamon. Rov Noshim, Pesulos Nisos. It's a Rov. It's expressed as a Rov in the Gemara. Rov Noshim, Pesulos Nisos. So, can that change? He discusses it. It's a difficult child. If it changed, so you'll say the Teva of the Bria changed. I don't know. That's what's fair to say it changes. In other words, if you would ask me, even if punct we made a census this year, and most girls in the world are Mazana, so I would hold you would have a Ruben the Lesser Kamon against the Ruben the Isser Kamon. The Ruben the Isser is that most girls are Ulos. That's the reality. So, Rove of the girls in the set of the girls in the world Ulos, but the Rove Beteva is still mitigating that, you know, people don't do that.
You're looking at it as a spike, though. But what if it's a clear pattern? In other words, every year it's more and more until now we pass the tipping point.
I don't know. I'm not going to answer you. It's a good child. It's a very good child. Maybe, yeah. Akaponim, the Shmites is asking this Kasha, that the Gemara clearly says that parentage is based on Rov, so if Mamzer doesn't care about Rov, so everybody's a Sofik Mamzer, or every call is only called Sofik. That's his Kasha. Every call is only called Sofik, because baby's a Mamzer. And it'll become a Sofik Mamzer. But Achei Nira, Hechadika Chazokai Ruba, we do go Basra. Now he's going to say the Prechadosh when he said, he's talking about a case of Chazaka. Loi mari me Chazaka Gemura. The Cholhecha de Ika Chazaka Gemura. Havalei Mamza Vadai. Elamari besofi Gerish and Boyfin the Cheskos Ish Isra. Okay, the something says also in the Torah, "Mishum dikva yisura." Now he says here a mouthful. I don't understand what he says. The truth. He talks about a chazaka de isra. Now chazaka de isra is like you have a woman's becheska seishus ish. So lo isra, nothing happens to chazaka. It means okay, now we're mesupik if she had eishus ish or not. So you go past chazaka, she would eishus ish up till now, she would eishus ish now. Isra means that the guy was Zoyrik get Sophie Karav Law is Sophie Karav Law. So the Chazaka was Isra, was shaken. You're not sure if it exists anymore. The Chazaka says she's an Ashes Ish, but it was Isra, it was shaken. Now, before I went to Shmaitz, I assumed that, of course, it's a Chazaka. And it's a Beferish Gemara that even B'mokam the Isra, you go Bosa Chazaka. So what does the Shmaitz want? You do go both Chazaka when it's Israel. It's like anticipating a teretz and giving it. It's not a good teretz. But that's what he says the Bichadish is talking about. He's talking about a chazkaseishus ish, let's say a chazaka de isra that became spoiled. I'm not aware that a spoiled chazaka is no good. The Gemara Ksubas, the second parak, everything is boils down to a chazaka with rubid isra. Come on, a kaponim de shmaitz is willing to let the prichadish go with that answer that is talking about ikpa isura. And therefore, the Uraisa Sufik would be Osir, right? And that's why you need a pasuk saying Sufik Smutter. By Mamzer, you know. Again, say it's Tamzai. Okay, we have to stop now.